Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Daddy loves you guys.
Our Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Our Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. But no drum for you, Tua. No drum. Go enjoy vacation. You enjoy vacation, dude. Just enjoy vacation. Let's get to our headlines here for our number Tua. Which are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia miles in inventory. Let the sport in Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, great deals are at Doral Kia. The Marlins, they swept the Nationals with a 3-1 win. Dane Myers went deep for the fish. Yuri Perez had his second start. Went much smoother than the first.
All right.
By the way, speaking of pitching, Shohei Ohtani returning to the mound tonight.
Yeah. They say he's only going to pitch an inning, though.
Yeah, like an inning or two. That's it. Yep.
Yeah,
but I forgot that he pitched.
Did you?
Because he's just so good at everything else. I'm like,
he won the Cy Young.
Won the Cy Young.
I literally forgot he pitched.
Went 50-50 last year. And that dude, I mean, he loves playing in Miami.
Yeah,
shame we can't afford him.
Yeah.
The big news yesterday in the NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic in exchange for 4 unprotected first round picks, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Cole Anthony. That's a lot for Desmond Bane.
I'm curious as to, like, I was listening about this earlier. Is it more about the length of the contract and not necessarily who it is? Because he just signed an extension. And Kevin Durant has 1 year left. So,
well, it has to be
more appealing.
It has to do with, I mean, the first thing, if people are wondering, like, why is he going for more than Kevin Durant is? I mean, Kevin Durant is 37 or going to be 37 before the season. Desmond Bane's 26. So, like, that to me wasn't surprising. It's just he's still the third best Grizzly. And this goes back to the Rudy Gobert thing where it's like, or the Mikal Bridges thing where you're like, you trade Mikal Bridges for 5 first round picks and he's going to be the third, fourth best player on your team.
If they don't win, you're never going to complain about Mikal Bridges.
Right. Rudy Gobert, people will complain about Rudy Gobert because he's Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
But you give up 4 first round picks for Rudy Gobert and just felt like this big overpay on the market. Now, I get that one of the picks is already set because it's this year's pick and it's like 16. And one of the picks isn't theirs. It's a Suns pick for next year. But I don't know. It just felt like a lot for Desmond Bane. That's all.
Right. It does.
He's a very good player. I'm not besmirching Desmond Bane. I would have loved to have Desmond Bane on the Heat. Trust me. Like, but would I have been like, if the Heat were to give up 4 first round picks and it would have been for Desmond Bane, I've been like, that's our move.
Yeah. So my question is that when you look at some of these teams that are doing these things, they're thinking of where they would be with this player and saying, I'd give up 4 20-plus first round picks, right? It's not like you're trading the guy and you might accidentally give up a top 5 pick. You're adding this guy to your team because you think you're going to make a run or you're going to be competitive or whatever you think.
Right.
And those first rounders aren't going to be that good anyway. So
right.
And are you really giving up a lot if it plays out the way you want?
I think you're giving up a lot because the league, this is the thing, is the league limits your ability to trade picks. So like, that's what the problem is. It's not that like, hey, the picks are not going to be that high. It's just, it puts you in this jail of you need to make sure that that is the amount or that that is going to be a pick that works out for you. Even if three of these are on your own, like, you look at somebody like Drew Holiday going to the Bucks, like that worked out tremendously for them. They gave up three first round picks, but they are paying the piper on that right now because they have no arsenal. So you need to make sure that
they didn't plan for that, though. They didn't care. Like, the basketball is such now that if you think you're within breathing room, then you make a deal that may handicap you 3 years down the line, but you're going to have a run of 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, but if I was Orlando, if I'm just saying, like, if I'm Orlando, and maybe this is because they feel like they're Orlando and maybe no marquee star wants to be there, but like, if supposedly a marquee star is going to shake loose at some point, like, Desmond Bane's the guy you're going to unload the clip for? Like, that's all. It's he's very good. Like, it's like I would love to have
Adam with
Paolo and Franz Wagner.
Yeah. So now you're talking about another potential 20-point score with two other guys, right? So maybe they just view it differently and like, yeah, this guy can get us over the hump right now and we have him long term. The other thing is, the higher up the food chain you go as far as stars.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The more hurdles you have to jump to get that star. Some of them have no trade clauses. Some of them will only go to certain teams. And you know, their team is trying to accommodate that. There's a lot of other things that go into it. So now when you're looking at trade possibilities or adding somebody, because of all those other things, so the Kevin Durant situation, if you want to trade for Giannis is going to, you know, he's going to have a say-so in where he goes if he gets traded. You look at other players, Bane becomes number one on the list as far as available as the guys you can actually get by just trading for him.
Yeah, but he's available because you gave up a friggin' haul for him. Like,
yeah, but could you have done that for John Morant?
Would you have? Yeah.
They said they wouldn't trade John Morant. Could you have done it for KD? What if KD doesn't want to go there? You know, I'm talking about
Hold on though. KD doesn't have a no trade clause. Like, if they wanted to give up four first round picks for a year rental of KD, then like KD would be on the Magic.
I got you.
You know, like, even if you want to do right by KD, which maybe they do, or KD, like, so, but I don't know. It just seems like a lot for Desmond Bane. That's all. If it was three, I think I would have been like, all right.
So I thought of it, and I'm like, Orlando got a steal because I think Bane will be more of a contributor than Mikal Bridges.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think he's a better player than Mikal Bridges. Like,
right.
he's shown great punch. He's a good shooter. He's like, the only thing I think you could say is a critique is, like, you know, when Ja has missed his time and it's been, you know, Desmond Bane being the top guard, like, they weren't great. But I don't know like what to judge on that as far as like, hey, you still, when you lose in a salary cap sport, a guy as good as Ja, like you're obviously going to have some repercussions on it.
Right.
But anyway.
The, so you're saying you wouldn't have did it?
Seems like a lot for Desmond Bain. That's so all.
What if I told you 2 first rounders, Wiggins and Jaime?
For Desmond Bain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have done that, Jill.
Okay. I mean, that to me, to be honest with you, that's a better deal than 4 first rounders.
Well, they had to take on Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's contract. I think they said that was part of why they had to put an extra pay, a little sweetener in there too.
Yeah. So I get it.
Schmieden says the trade didn't make sense because who were they bidding against? Yeah, and that's kind of going with the that goes back to the Gobert thing, like back in
it's the Cleveland Browns and Deshaun Watson,
right? It's
all things that when you're in a market, right, that people don't find to be appealing, or your team hasn't been very good.
Marcos was furious about it yesterday.
You have to make those deals that other teams wouldn't make.
I mean, 4? It's another Rudy Gobert situation. I understand it makes
Orlando better. I think he's better than Rudy Gobert.
Yeah, but it just messes up the market. I'm tired of us always being on the brink of acquiring someone, and then the market's like, wait, 1 second. 4 picks.
Yeah, but different circumstances. Trading for somebody with 1 year left is a lot different than trading for somebody that just signed an extension.
I don't think it ruins a KD mark, but like if somebody else does, like let's say that he don't get KD, and if Desmond Bain goes for 4 first round, what the hell does Giannis go for?
It's like
what does anybody, the fact that Luka only went for 1, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got Anthony Davis.
Yeah, but you got Anthony Davis who's like broken down all the time and 30.
Well, look.
And got rid of a guy who's 5 years younger than him.
I did not say that Dallas didn't lose in that trade. What I'm saying is when you pair up why it was only 1 first rounder, it was because you got AD.
Dude, it's crazy he only went for 1 first rounder.
So you think they should have got multiple first rounders and AD?
You're right. He went for the same amount of first rounders as Terry Rozier.
Oof. Yeah, but you didn't get a reciprocal player. You didn't have to give up a reciprocal player.
Don't use words like reciprocal. You never use that in your everyday language.
Yes,
you've never used reciprocal.
Yes, I do.
It's a big word for me, dog.
Hey, I gave Big Spoon a kiss, and I asked her, are you going to reciprocate?
Take a break. Get into the KD stuff after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.